Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Monday edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's the 1st of December. Can you believe December's here? Yes, December 1st, 2014. All the best technology news that happened over the long holiday weekend, which there wasn't much of because there was a holiday weekend, but we'll see what we can throw together for you in around 5 minutes. And today also, boys and girls, we've got a special guest for you. So this news came out over the long holiday weekend, and maybe Apple wanted it that way. Now, we're still a good 6 months away from testing the new gadget from Apple known as the Apple Watch, but more details are starting to leak out little by little. And so far, they're not sounding very good. We all know that Tim Cook said way back that the Apple Watch will be paired with your iPhone. But developers are saying they're a little bit more surprised than ever now about how just tied to your iPhone this thing really is. In fact, they are saying it is 99% dependent on having an iPhone to link it up. That's according to Nick Van Wigern, that's the software engineer for DigitalOcean. He says if you're more than 20 feet from your phone, there's a chance you won't get any notifications whatsoever. The only positive side they're seeing right now that since it tethers so much to your phone, the battery life on the watch probably is better than we expected now. Yes, the Apple Watch saga continues. Why is it the more and more info we're starting to find out about this thing, the less and less interesting it becomes? We revealed to you last week, of course, that Sony was hacked again. And the hackers also revealed that they said it was an inside plot, too. Well, apparently Sony's not listening to what the hackers are actually telling them, because Sony thinks, get this, they think they're cyber warriors from North Korea. Now, investigators haven't confirmed anything yet, but they're not ruling out that North Korean link. So you're saying, where did they get this theory from? Supposedly, there's a digital assault being tied to the Christmas Day release of The Interview. That's a comedy about an attempt to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. And meanwhile, also in Sony Hacker News, over the weekend, a bunch of their movies also got leaked onto the internet that haven't even been released yet. Supposedly from the same hackers. North Korean connection or not, Sony? I'm sorry. Your security sucks. Been a while since we've heard any lawsuits coming from the music industry, so apparently they were getting a little bored with not suing anybody, so they decided to go after Cox Communications in the U.S. That's a cable service in the U.S. They're saying that the internet service provider does not do enough to punish those who download music illegally. Both BMG and Roundhill are clients of the Rights Corp, a copyright enforcement agency, whose business is based on threatening ISPs with high-stake lawsuits. So it seems like that since they've gone after every user that uses Cox Internet, now they just figured, okay, we'll just go direct to the source. Hey, whoo, music industry suing customers. Have never figured that one out. DNA. Do you know that it could survive a rocket ride? German and Swiss researchers have found little fragments of you and I, well, us, we'll say humans, let's put it that way, after the re-entry of a rocket on the rocket's grooves and screw heads. Now, I know, why do we care that there's DNA on a rocket? Well, it's all really about trying to find life elsewhere, meaning that maybe on meteors, since we just landed on one. Now, they're not suggesting that a 13-minute rocket ride would be the perfect representation of how DNA might actually travel from one body to the next, being that like a meteor, but that's not the purpose here. The purpose is that it will survive with such a scorching heat of re-entering the Earth's atmosphere that we can still get a DNA profile from it. So yeah, that is kind of interesting, if we're trying to find out if E.T. actually was on a meteor. The question that's plaguing me right now is the DNA that's on the rocket. Now, who peed on the thing? That's what I want to know. And finally, yes, boys and girls, it's that time of year again to get a hold of the big man with the jolly belly and the rack full of Jack Daniels. Yeah, I'm talking about Santa Claus. Let's go ahead and give him a call right now and see if we can get him up. See if he even wakes up.
Right, Rankin, I'm here.
Yes, Santa. Santa.
Oh, Kyle.
Hi.
Kyle, good to hear you, my boy.
Yes.
So happy you're doing this show.
Well, thank you, Santa. No, it was kind of Ewan and I's idea, and I still think Ewan does it much better.
Oh, really? Well, that Rankin was bloody useless. Absolute moron.
Oh, really? I thought he did all right.
Never paid me either. I hope he's paying you.
Actually, we came to an agreement.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's good news.
So Santa, I mean, how's it been going over the past year?
Yes, I've been very well. How have you been?
Well, I'm pretty good. I'm just getting over a really bad cold.
Oh, well, never mind. simple course of antibiotics should cure that up. Just don't tell the wife, eh?
No, Sam, it's nothing like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Terrible line. Anyway, Santa's crap for Christmas. Are we doing it again?
Yes, we most certainly are.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. I've got something very special today.
Oh, okay.
It's not crap.
Oh, really?
That's the first thing to say. Hmm. Crap for Christmas, normally the stuff that I pick is bloody awful. Yeah, I wouldn't waste your money on it. However, I've got to say that this is superb.
Okay.
I've got one of these myself, and it's the Sphero from GoSphero.com.
Yep, I know that.
Yes, now you could win one if you enter the competition in British Tech Network. Go to BritishTechNetwork.com and click on the logo and enter your details, and you might win one. Yes,
nice.
It'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
Loads of fun.
Uh-huh.
Give it away as a present if you don't like it. I've got one. Fantastic. Drives the reindeer bloody bad. Okay. So, it's not crap for Christmas. It's anti-crap for Christmas because it's actually really good.
Yes,
it's the Sphero from GoSphero.com.
Nice.
And you can win one on British Techno. Did I say that already?
Yes, you did say that.
Oh, good. Well, Kyle, good to speak to your boy.
You too.
I'll call you again tomorrow.
Great.
Take care, sir. Cheerio. Bye.
Bye-bye, Santa. Amazingly, it's the most coherent conversation I've ever had with that man. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter as well if you're really bored at Kyle Swagger. We will be back tomorrow, guaranteed, for another dose of the British Tech News Show. I'm also going to do my best to try and get a hold of Santa again. I'm not expecting him to be as sober as he is today. Don't get used to that. But until then, I know it's Monday, and I know we're just coming back from a holiday, but, you know, just do your best. Get through it. We're nearing the holidays again. Just keep thinking about that. And thank you, as always, for listening.